Hi, welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer, and this is an hour of Duke Ellington and live performances ranging from the late 30s to the early 60s, from Los Angeles to Paris. I'm dedicating this hour to the most committed Duke Ellington fan I've ever known, my 90-year-old Aunt Bee, who once drove all night and halfway across the state of Arizona to see Duke Ellington and his band. The first couple tunes are from the legendary Fargo, North Dakota appearance of 1940, and they demonstrate the orchestra's superb control of dynamics, able to roar ahead like an express train but stop on a dime. We'll hear Cottontail, conceived as a showcase for Ben Webster on tenor sax, which is built from a series of variations on Gershwin's I Got Rhythm. And this is Conga Brava, also featuring Ben Webster, with contributions by its co-composer, valve trombonist Juan Tizol.
Thank you.
Impressive. The Duke Ellington Band live in 1940, Cottontail and Conga Brava, showcasing a grandmaster of tenor saxophone, Ben Webster, who had three distinct different stints with Ellington during the 30s and 40s. I'm Dave Radlauer, bringing you Ellington Live on Jazz Rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. The next two sets feature and are a small tribute to Ray Nance, who sang and played trumpet and violin with Ellington. And it's not widely recognized what a major talent he was during his 23 years with the band. Ray Nance was a quadruple threat: a dynamic trumpeter, superb jazz violinist, entertaining singer, and a dancer, which he incorporated into his vocal routines. Of him, Duke said, quote, "Ray Nance never played a bad note in his life. Many is the time when other members fell short that he jumped into a substitute spot. He worked beyond the call of duty and is a pure artist at heart," unquote. And the admiration was mutual, as Ray is quoted as saying, "There's no type of music I'd rather play than Duke Ellington's." The fourth movement of Ellington's Suite Thursday, possibly his most accomplished extended suite based on a comic novel by John Steinbeck, relies on Nance's highly original violin sound, which we'll hear in a live 1963 concert in Paris. First, though, in this 1955 performance, you can hear Ray Nance's complete commitment to singing and entertaining.
I'd like to bring Ray Nance back for his classic ballet rendition of "Just Squeeze Me, But Please Don't Tease Me."
Treat me sweet and gentle. When you say good night, just squeeze me. But please don't tease me. I get sentimental when you hold me tight. So squeeze me. But please don't tease me. Listen, you, since you went away, singing the blues away each day, counting the nights and waiting for you. I'm in the mood to let you know, never knew I loved you so. Please say you love me too. When I get this feeling, I'm in ecstasy. So squeeze me, but please don't tease me. Since you went away, singing the blues away all day, counting nights and waiting for you. Mend the mood to let you know, I never knew I loved you so. Say you love me too. When I get this feeling, I'm in ecstasy. So squeeze me.
Ah.
Great answer, deep one.
Lay-by, Ray Nance featured on violin in the final movement of Suite Thursday, recorded in Paris 1963, and singing Just Squeeze Me in 1955. After this little tribute to Nance, we'll be on to Ellington Live at the Cotton Club in the 30s, more from Paris, and astonishing live performances in the mid-1940s on jazz rhythm. As I say, Duke spoke highly of Ray's section work and the way he conducted himself both on and off stage, calling him a quiet, serious, and intent artist.
Yes, sirree. Really glad to be here. Back where welcome streets dear to me. Oh, boy. Blow away my patience.
compact 5'4" tall, Nance was a big performer. His crowd-pleasing antics won him the nickname Floor Show, and he was possibly the most popular singer Duke ever presented in live performance. Just listen to him amuse, beguile, and tickle his audience in Tulip or Turnip. By the way, this is taken from a rare tape of Duke in Portland around 1953, and I've condensed the full 3 minutes of applause which prompted Duke to encore Ray in Basin Street Blues, though the actual Basin Street we'll hear is taken from a different performance in Berlin, 1959.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You're very beautiful, very wonderful to us, and we just couldn't love you more madly. We would like to do something to respond to your beautiful reaction. Bringing one of our great trumpet players, well, they are truly great trumpet players, our first chair violinist, Ray Nance, for the microphone. This time in the golden baritone romantic version of Tulip or Turnip, Ray Nance.
Tulip, turnip, rosebud, or rhubarb, filly, just homebrew. Tell me, dream face, what am I to you? Diamond, doorknob, sapphire, or sawdust, champagne, just homebrew. Tell me, dream face, what am I to you? Do I get the booby prize? Will I be the hero? Am I heading for blue skies? Or is my ceiling zero? Tulip, turnip, moonbeam, or mud pie? Bankroll, or I owe you? Tell me, dream face. What am I to you? We'll jolly well find out. Will I be the hero? Am I in blue skies? Mama, is my ceiling zero? Tulip, turnip, moonbeam, or mud pie? Bankroll, I owe you. Tell me, dream face. What am I to you? Watch me direct the man.
Ray Nance. Ray Nance. Ladies and gentlemen, Ray Nance wants you to know that... wait a minute, now let me speak, Raymond. Well, you insist upon performing. All right, then we'll let you perform. We would like to impose upon Ray Nance and ask him to answer a request. Someone has requested that he come down and do his Bedita Street version of the Basin Street Blues.
Ray Nance.
Yes, indeed.
An exuberant performance showcasing Ray Nance singing and playing trumpet on Basin Street Blues, Berlin 1959, and Tulip or Turnip, restored from a rare tape made in the mid-1950s. In 1963, Nance left the band, mainly so he could settle down in New York City, but he did continue to work frequently with the Duke, even joining his 1965 tour of England. More Live Ellington just ahead. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me. I'd love to hear from you, and I can offer program playlists, links to the World Wide Web of Jazz sites, or a deeper exploration of early jazz at the Jazz Rhythm website, jazzhot.bigstep.com. Promotional support for Jazz Rhythm is provided by the Mississippi Rag, a monthly publication covering traditional jazz and ragtime personalities and contemporary events. Information at mississippirag.com. Of course, Ellington got his big start at the Cotton Club, and when not busy touring, recording, or appearing elsewhere, he would return there all through the 1930s, which was the case when these radio transcriptions were made at the Cotton Club in 1938. This is Slappin' 7th Avenue with the Soles of My Shoes. Then we'll hear Downtown Uproar, which is a small seven-piece group centered on trumpeter Cootie Williams. And it's quite unusual because Cootie plays some beautiful open horn, and also Johnny Hodges is playing soprano saxophone, a reminder of his early training with Sidney Bechet, who was briefly in the Ellington Band back in 1926.
Williams and his little jam band within the Duke's organization get off with Downtown Uproar.
Downtown uproar indeed. Duke Ellington, live at the Cotton Club in 1938, from Jazz Rhythm.